愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
今天晚上我们一起来学习圣经里面的一句话。
And to now be studying a phrase in the Bible。
在后的将要在前。
The last will be first。
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew。
马太福音的十九章。
Matthew chapter 19。
马太福音十九章。
Matthew chapter 19。
三十节。
Verse 30。
十九章三十节。
Chapter 19, verse 30. 30. But many who are first will be last, and the last first.
这个地方说，许多在前的要在后，在后的要在前。
Here mentioned, but many who are first will be last, and the last first.
这句话是这一段圣经的一个结论。
And this is the conclusion in this part of the scripture.
也就是从16节一直到29节。
And from verse 16 all the way till verse 29.
16节跟29节主要提到两个人，一个是少年的财主。
In verse 16 and 29 here talk about two characters. The first one is the rich young ruler.
那另外一个就是彼得。
And the next one is Peter.
那在16节开始讲一个少年的财主来见耶稣。
And starting from verse 16 here, talk about a rich young ruler came to see Lord Jesus.
说我应该做什么善事才可以得永生。
And asking him, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
圣经里面有讲他是少年的官。
And the Bible here recorded that he is a young ruler.
所以这一个人他又年轻又有钱，然后又有权。
So this is a young rich man, and also with authority.
又有钱又有权，
And also with money.
那我们今天我们在世界上我们在追求什么？
So today in this world, what are we pursuing after?
第一个，每个人都希望保持年轻。
The first thing is everyone hope that it can be forever young.
第二个。
The second thing,
人都希望有钱。
Then people wanted to have wealth.
那有钱之后，再来就是希望有权。
And after they have great wealth, they wanted to have great power.
在社会被尊重。
And to be greatly respected in society.
但是这个少年人三个都有。
And this young man, he embody all three things.
那他的人生真的得到满足吗？
So was he satisfied in his life?
很显然，他来找耶稣就是他有一个问题没有办法解决。
And apparently, he had this question he cannot answer. That's why he asked Lord Jesus.
说我怎么做才可以得永生？
He asked, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
因为死让我们活着所追求的都变成空的。
And because there's death, so everything that we pursue in this life one day will be in vain.
我们大家知道股票往上涨，有一天还会掉下来。
We know that the stock market goes up and down.
所以在纸面上有时候我们看到我们赚了很多钱。
So maybe on paper you see that you earn a lot of money.
但是一掉下来我们发现这个都是只是一个好像幻影一样。
But as the stock goes down, you can see that everything is like a dream.
所以人开始的时候有很多的理想。
So in the beginning, a man might have a lot of ambition,
有很多的梦,
have a lot of dreams.
一生就是为着理想, 为梦在奋斗。
And for the days of his life, he fight for that dream and that ambition.
但是当人跑到终点的时候,
But after the man ran toward the end of his life,
我们发现什么也带不走。
And realize that there's nothing he can take away with him.
只变成一堆记忆。
So that everything that he had becomes memory.
那死了什么都没有。
And after he died, there's nothing.
所以当一人一开始想到死亡会来到。
So when men think about one day, death will arrive.
忽然间我就发现，我们人生最重要的不是钱，也不是权，也不是保持年轻。
And then suddenly men realize the most important thing in this life is not to have wealth, not to be youthful, and not to have power.
我们一生最重要的是要得永生。
But rather in his life, the most important thing is to obtain that eternal life.
我们活着才有真正的目标。
So that when we are living, then we have this goal.
我们的努力才有意义，才有价值。
And then this as we toil in this life, then we have meaning.
那这个少年财主就来求主耶稣怎么可以得永生。
So this young, rich young ruler asked Lord Jesus how I may have eternal life.
主耶稣给他两个条件。
And Lord Jesus gave him two criteria.
第一个条件。
And the first one is,
是七节。
Verse 17, so he said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.
这里说，你如果要进永生，要守诫命。
Here it says that if you want to enter into life, then you have to keep the commandments.
那从十八节我们一直念了，我们就知道他讲的诫命其实就是十条诫命。
And then from verse 18 and on, can see this commandments here is talking about the Ten Commandments.
所以如果一个人要得永生
，So if a man wanted to enter into life,
他的道德标准要非常高。
Then his standard of morality need to be high.
要多高呢
？But how high is his standard?
就是照着神的话的要求。
Then which is it has to be according to the commandments of God.
这个是相当高的一个要求。
And then that is a very high standard.
因为现在一般人即使基督徒都把诫命当作建立。
And because nowadays, even Christians, they tend to take the Ten Commandments as Ten Suggestions.
建议就是你喜欢的你做，你不喜欢的不要做。
And if it's a suggestion, then you can keep the ones you like, and the one you don't like, you don't have to keep.
那诫命就是有权柄的命令。
But then if it's commandments, then they carry authority, it's a command with power.
所以这两个是相差很多。
So then, commandment and suggestions are very different.
因此有时候我们常常发现做基督徒的困难，就是要守诫命。
So then, we might realize, as a Christian, one of the hardest things is to keep the commandments.
有一个老姐妹说，我们教会有道理讲太严了。
Now, there was an elderly sister, and she said, we talk too much about the word of God.
这个时代还在讲十条诫命。
Then why in this time, we still emphasize the Ten Commandments?
谁会跑到真耶稣教来信耶稣呢？
If we keep on talking about this, then who will be willing to come to True Jesus Church?
但是主耶稣讲得很清楚，你若要得永生啊，诫命你是小的，要遵守诫命。
But here, Lord Jesus said clearly, but if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.
他不是说要遵守法律，是说要遵守诫命。
Here he didn't say keep the law, he said keep the commandments.
诫命比法律更高。
The commandment is even at a higher level than the law.
所以我们信主的人如果要得永生，不是受洗就完了。
So if you believe in the Lord and you wanted to have this eternal life, it doesn't stop with baptism.
实际的生活，我们的道德标准要比别人高。
That in your daily life, your standard of morality need to be higher than other people.
那这个少年人他很有自信。
So this young ruler, he's very confident.
我们看二十节。
Let's go to verse 20.
说我一切都遵守了。
And the young man said to him, All these things I have kept from my youth.
从他少年就开始遵守了。
I have kept from my youth.
我还缺少什么？
And what do I still lack?
可见他相当的用心了。
And we can see that he paid a lot of attention to this.
所以他从小就遵守。
And that's why all these things he have kept from his youth.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
耶稣说，你如果做完全人，要变卖所有，分给穷人，就必有财宝在你天上，然后你才来跟从我。
And Jesus said to him, If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
这个少年人听见就忧忧愁愁地走了。因为他产业很多。
But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
他不是要得永生吗？
But isn't he wanted to obtain the eternal life?
那能够得给永生的不是只有主耶稣一个人吗？
And isn't in order to obtain eternal life, Lord Jesus Christ was the only one who can give it to him.
那为什么他忧忧愁愁的离开耶稣呢？
But then why did he went away sorrowfully?
因为离开耶稣就没有永生了。
And if he left Lord Jesus, then he can no longer obtain this eternal life.
圣经讲，因为他的产业很多。
But in the Bible, he recorded the reason he was sorrowful because he had great possessions.
所以这个少年人的问题就是他没有办法看 主耶稣超过一切。
So the problem of this young man was that he couldn't fix his eye on Lord Jesus only and surpass everything in the world.
要叫我信耶稣，这个我可以信。
That if you want me to believe in Jesus, I can do that.
但是要让我的生活看主耶稣超过一切，这不简单了。
But then it is not easy to place Lord Jesus above everything else in your life.
因为变卖所有分给穷人，这个等于说他什么都没有。
Because if he sell everything that he owned and gives to the poor, then that means he will be left nothing.
所以一个人如果要做主耶稣的门徒，
So if a person is determined to be the disciple of Lord Jesus,
他必须舍己。
Then he need to first deny himself.
再来背十字架。
Then carry the cross.
再来才能跟从主。
So then he can follow Lord Jesus.
所以这个少年人没有办法跟下去。
So that's why this young man, he couldn't continue to follow on.
因为他没有办法舍己。
Because he could not deny himself.
如果他舍掉自己，主耶稣讲的话就没有困难。
If he can deny himself, then what Lord Jesus said to him, that wouldn't be a problem.
其实我们今天问题很多，不是因为我守神的道。
And today we encounter many problems. It's not because we follow the commandments of God.
这个问题那个问题，因为我守神的道，所以今天问题一大堆。
We encounter all these different problems not because we follow the commandment of God.
今天我们的问题是因为我们没有守神的道。
And today we have all these problems because we do not follow the commandment of God.
因为神的道是从神的爱出来的。
Because God's commandments is coming out from God's love.
那神是完全有智慧的神。
And God is perfect, and He is a wise God.
我们父母对儿女的意见，有时候到最后证明他不一定对孩子有帮助。
And sometimes the advice that's given from our parents, sometimes they might not be that helpful.
因为我们的智慧有限。
Because our wisdom are limited.
但是神的智慧是完全的。
But then God's wisdom is perfect.
他知道什么对我们最好。
And he knows what is best for us.
所以如果我们行神的道，到最后是对我们最好的。
So if we keep God's commandment, then toward the end, that would be the best for us.
所以我们想想看这个少年的财主，主耶稣叫他做什么？
So let's think about this. What did Lord Jesus ask of this rich young ruler?
变卖所有分给穷人，然后你有财宝在天上。
Now you have to sell what you have and give to the poor, and then you will have treasure in heaven.
你如果看到一个信徒他回到他的家乡开始处理财产，钱都带过来，你就知道他要住下来。
If you saw a believer going back to his homeland and sell all his possession and then move here, then you know that he wanted to stay here long term.
因为他如果要住下来，他不回去，他留产业在他故乡要做什么？
Because if he decided to stay here and he have all these possession in his homeland, then it would be just sitting there.
那如果我们真的要到天国去？
So if we truly wanted to go to the heavenly kingdom,
那是永远的。
And there it is eternal.
那是好的无比的。
And over there it's so good beyond comprehension.
然后把财产从地上带到天上，这不是最好的吗？
Isn't it the best for us to have our treasure on earth in heaven?
所以主耶稣对这个少年财主的建议是最好的。
So then the suggestion that Lord Jesus gave to this young rich ruler is the best.
但是他没有办法做到。
But then this young man, he wasn't able to do it.
所以他就离开了主耶稣。
And that's why he went away from Lord Jesus.
那比起这个少年的财主。
So compared to this young rich ruler.
那现在我们看彼得。
Let's look at Peter.
在同样一章马太十九章
Yes, it's the same chapter, Matthew chapter 19
27节
Verse 27 Then Peter answered and said to him See, we have loved all and follow you Therefore, what shall we have?
这里说我们已经撇下所有跟从你将来我们要得什么呢
And so Peter asked him See, we have loved all and follow you What shall we have?
在这里彼得是刚刚做门徒
And over here, Peter, he just became the disciple of the Lord.
他本来是渔夫啊。
And before that, he was a fisherman.
天天忙于捕鱼啊。
So before he was just busy catching fish.
哪里有时间去想到什么天国？
So then he didn't have time to think about heavenly kingdom.
但是主耶稣让他捕了一船的鱼。
But then Lord Jesus helped him so that he can have a full boat of fish.
然后 呼召他，你来跟从我。
And also call him and ask him, come and follow me.
我要叫你得人如得鱼。
And I will let you become fisher of men.
要改变他的生活方式。
And I will transform the way you live.
而且改变他生命的价值。
And I will transform the meaning of your life.
因为一个人的灵魂超过全世界。
Because a man's soul surpasses everything in the world.
那现在你要得人如得鱼。
And now you will become the fisher of men.
所以二十七节他就撇下所有跟从主。
So in verse 27, he left all and followed Lord Jesus.
少年的财主走在前面，但是他没有办法撇下所有。
The rich young ruler walked before him, but he wasn't able to let go of everything that he had.
那这个彼得他能够撇下所有。
And then, but Peter, he was willing to left all he had.
所以他虽然在后面，他已经走在前面。
So even though he was the last, but now he became the first.
今天我们的信仰最大的考验。
And today,
不是我能从神得什么。
And today the biggest trial that we have in this faith is not what can we gain.
你看我每一次祷告都在求神给我这个给我那个。
And every time when we pray, we ask God for this and that.
我们信仰最大的考验是我能够给神什么。
And the biggest trial or difficulties we have in this faith is we have to ask ourselves, what can we give to God?
我们跟神的关系是双向的。
That our relationship with God is two-way.
我们对神有期待。
We have expectation of God.
那我们得到，我们觉得拜神很好。
And after we attain the things we ask for, we think, oh, it is good that we worship God.
但是我们反向来思考。
But let's think of it from another perspective.
神对我们也有期待。
That God also expects something from us.
但是什么时候我们认真去思考神对我期待什么？
But then, when was the last time we truly think about what was the thing that God expected from us?
什么时候我们真的很认真去思考我怎么满足神对我的期待？
And when was the last time we think about how do I satisfy this expectation from God?
所以如果我们能够想到我能怎么满足神的需要？
So then, if we ask ourselves, how can I satisfy the expectation from God?
第一个，我们一生恩典用不完。
Then we will have grace in abundance.
我们看那个祷告文。
Let's look at the Lord's Prayer.
祷告文告诉我们，不是跪下来就求我今天日用的饮食。
So, and the Lord's Prayer taught us that when we kneel down, we do not first ask for our daily needs.
祷告文的前半部是求满足神的需要。
The first part of the Lord's Prayer is to fulfill God's requirement.
愿人都尊你的名为圣，让你的名能够在我的生命中得到荣耀。
That may everyone have your glorify your name.
愿你的国降临。
And may your kingdom come.
让你来做我生命的王。
So that you can become the king of my life.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
And may your will be done on earth.
愿你的旨意成为我一生遵行的一个目标。
May your will be the goal of my life.
那这个祷告完了。
So then after we pray of all these things.
接下去才日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Then it comes to please give me my daily needs.
所以我们的信仰生活，我能够为神做什么？
So then in our this life of faith, what can I do for God?
我能够满足神的需要吗？
Then can I satisfy the requirement of God?
如果我们常常这样想，常常这样去调整我们的生活，我们就一直走在前面。
So then if we can think this way and also adjust our life according to this kind of thinking, then we'll be able to walk in the front.
但是如果我们一直想我从神得到什么？
But then if we keep on asking, what can I gain from God?
我没有想说我要怎么满足神的需要。
And then didn't think about how can I fulfill God's requirement.
那我们就会这个像这个少年财主就落在后面。
Then we'll be just like this young rich ruler, and we'll be left in the back.
但是这不简单啊。
But then this is not easy.
所以我们看二十三节。
Let's go to verse 23. Then Jesus said to his disciple, Surely I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣就结论了财主进天国是难的。
So this is a conclusion from Lord Jesus that it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
财主不只是说钱财上的财主。
And a rich man is not just talking about someone that's that have a lot of money.
有时候意思着我们在世界上所拥有的一切。
It can also referring to all the things that we possess in this life.
我们在世界上的成就。
Or the accomplishment we have in this life.
我们的知识。
Our knowledge.
我们的聪明。
Our intelligence.
我们的才能。
Or our abilities.
这个都是变成财主。
That all these things can make us become a rich man.
那财主进天国有多困难呢？
So how hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
24节。
Verse 24. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
所以骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进神的国还容易。
So it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
针的眼呢，就是一个大的城门旁边的一个小门。
So here, the eye of a needle is referring to, for a city, they have this small door that you can go through.
那太阳下山，大门关起来。
So when it comes to sunset, they will close the main gate.
然后骆驼驮着一堆的东西，他要把东西放下来，然后爬着进去。
So then if a camel have to come through with all the packages on his back, he have to let go of those and he have to crawl through the little gate.
那财主要进入神的国，在他心里的最深处，要把他所有的一切都卸下来。
So in order for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God, he has to let go of all the packages that's in his heart.
那这样他才能够谦卑下来进到神的国里面。
So then he can have a heart of humility, then enter into the kingdom of God.
这是不简单啊。
So this is something that's not easy.
所以为什么人充满着自信？
So that's why sometimes men they are so confident of themselves.
为什么人会骄傲？
And why some men became proud?
因为他认为他是财主。
Because he thought that he is a rich man.
那这样的人，你要叫他从心里面把他自信的原因，把他的成就，把他的学识，把他的一切都从心里面把他拿掉，这个简单吗？
So is it easy for such a man to strip away all his confidence, his abilities, his wealth, his power, authority?
好，我们看二十五节。
Verse 25. When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?"
这样谁能得救呢？
So who then can be saved?
二十六节。
26.
耶稣对他们说，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
And Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible."
所以一个人要进入神的国。
So in order for a man to enter the kingdom of heaven,
要舍掉自己。
He need to deny himself.
背十字架。
He have to carry a cross.
这在人不能。
And then for men, this is impossible.
在神凡事都。
But with God, all things are possible.
所以一个人要真的一直走在前面，就是一直要靠神。
So if a man need to continue to walk in the front, he need to rely on God.
如果我们在世界上很有才能，很有成就，要天天祷告，神啊，求你让我明白，我只是尘土。
So if we are well accomplished and then we have a lots of accomplishment in this world, then we have to pray to God daily and ask God to remind us that we are nothing but dust.
我在世界上的才能跟成就其实是因为你。
That all my intelligence and all my accomplishment, I have these because of you.
是因为你的赐福，是因为你给的能力。
And it's because the power that you granted me and also the gift that you've bestowed me.
那这样人这样天天祷告，我们才能够真的很谦卑。
So then if a man needed to pray daily in order to have humility,
我们才能够真的走在前面。
So then we can truly walk in the front.
当一个人充满着自信。
And when a man is very self-confident,
他已经开始落在后面了。
Then that's the start of being in the back.
因为天国不是用个人的自信可以进去的。
Because one cannot enter the kingdom of heaven because he have this high self-esteem or confidence.
你看彼得说，我要跟你一起死。
And like Peter said to the Lord, I want to die with you.
这不是很有自信吗？
So when he said that, he was confident.
但是他否定耶稣三次。
But then later he denied Lord Jesus three times.
因为他不知道要跟从耶稣在人是不能的。
Because he didn't know in order to follow Lord Jesus from man, this is impossible.
在神凡事都能。
But with God, all things are possible.
所以五旬节以后，他很认真祷告，他被圣灵充满。
So during Pentecost, he prayed really hard, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
被鞭打，被下监。
And later he was whipped, and he was put into prison.
到最后为主殉道。
And then later on, he died for Christ.
他都能够胜过。
And then, despite all those things, he was able to triumph.
为什么？
Why was that?
在神凡事都能。
It was because with God, all things are possible.
他懂得依靠神。
Because by then, he knew that he had to rely on God.
所以他一直走在前面，一直走到他离世为止。
So then, he was able to continue walk in the front until the day he died.
好，我们看二十九节。
Let's go to verse 29. 29, everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold, and inherit eternal life.
29节说，撇下这些东西就要得到，没有撇下就得不到。
And here it says, if you have left these behind, then you shall inherit.
如果今天我们的信仰没有得什么恩典，没有什么体验。
So today in our walk of faith, if we do not we do not have any experience or we do not have any grace,
我们不要埋怨神。
Then we shouldn't complain against God.
神没有问题。
That the problem is not in God.
如果我们信仰没有体验，没有得到什么恩典。
If we did not receive any grace or we didn't have any experience in faith.
我们第一个要问就是我有没有为神撇下什么？
The first question we should ask is, did I forsake anything for God?
所以这里讲撇下房屋弟兄姐妹。
Here mention anyone who has left houses, brother, sister.
然后要得百倍，并且承受永生。
For my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life.
所以信仰的秘诀是什么？
So what is the key of our faith?
就是要撇下就能得着。
That you have to first leave these things behind, then you shall inherit or receive.
所以在前的要在后，在后的要在前。
And then, but many who are first will be last, and the last first.
这是第一个我们在十九章所看到。
So this is the first thing we can see in chapter 19.
好，那我们现在看二十章。
Let's go to chapter 20.
马太福音的二十章。
Matthew chapter 20.
十六节。
Chapter 20, verse 16. 16. So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen.
这个地方讲在后的要在前，在前的要在后。
Talk about the first will be last, and the last will be first, and first last.
这个也是结论。
And this is also another conclusion.
就是第一节一直到十五节。
There's a conclusion from verse 1 till 15.
这一段圣经的结论。
And this is a conclusion in this this part of the scripture.
那这个第一节到十五节到底在讲什么？
So what is verse 1 until verse 15 talk about?
我们先看第一节。
Let's go to verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard.
这里讲天国好像家主看雇人进他的葡萄园去做工。那第二节和工人讲定一钱的银子。
And then verse 2, when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day.
所以接下去他就讲很多的不同的工人。
And then later on talk about different workers.
然后第三节。
Verse 3, and he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace.
第四节。
4, and said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you. So they went.
这个葡萄园今天也可以指的教会。
So this vineyard, you can also represent a church today.
这个葡萄园要有工人去照顾。
That in a vineyard, we need laborers to take care of it.
把杂草把它拔掉。
To take out the weeds.
然后把篱笆围好。
And then also to put up the fencing.
那狐狸才不会跑进来。
So that of the foxes wouldn't come.
然后要施肥。
And also fertilize the land.
要修剪枝子。
And also prune the branches.
所以很多的工作。
So there are many works that need to be done.
那这个很多的工作如果做得好，那下一次就会结很多的葡萄。
And if all these things are done well, then the next harvest there will be many grapes.
所以教会好像一个葡萄园。
So a church is like this vineyard.
如果教会要多结果子。
If we want a church to have fruits in abundance,
这个里面有很多工作要做。
Then within church there are many works that need to be done.
围篱笆，不要让魔鬼跑进来，在教会里面做工啊。
We need to put up the fence so that Satan will not come in and work in here.
把这个葡萄园弄坏了
or damage the vineyard.
再来要除草
we have to take out the weeds.
因为这个草会吸收养分，让葡萄长不大
because the weeds will also take up the nutrient, so that the grape wouldn't grow big.
它会长败子
and then there will also be tears.
所以在这个教会里面呢，我们要把这个草杂，把那个杂草要除掉
So within church, we also have to we take out the weeds.
要修剪枝子。
We have to prune the branches.
用神的道来修剪每一个人的个性。
We have to use the word of God to prune everyone's character.
我们不能够到教会里面来，我就是这样，我就是没有办法改变，怎么办？
And we cannot just come to church as we are and just say, oh, I cannot change my character. This is my personality.
我们人如果觉得一直不能改变，神可以改变我。
If you keep on feeling that you can't change your personality, then God can change you.
但是让神来改变，我们就相当的要受苦。
But then if you wait until God come and change you, then you will have to suffer.
所以这个葡萄园需要人来做工。
So in this vineyard, we need laborers to come and work.
那第三节说有人在闲站。
And then,
就请他来做进来做工。
First three, others standing idle in the marketplace, and then he welcomed them to come in and work.
所以我们在教会里面不要闲站。我在教会没事情做。
So when we are in church, we shouldn't stand idling and do nothing.
因为每个人都应该要有事情做。
Because each one of us should have something to do.
每一件事情都需要有人做。
Because everything in church needs someone to do.
所以教会如果我们没有认真去想聚完会门锁起来没事情。
So if we don't think about it deeply, after service we can just lock the door and then there's nothing else to do.
但是如果仔细去想事情做不完。
But if we think of it carefully, there are actually a lot of things to do.
所以每一个人都要想我来教会要做什么。
So each one of us, when we come to church, we have to ask ourselves, what can I do here?
所以有时候我们看到听到人在想我不去教会，因为我觉得我没有得到什么。
So sometimes some people complain, I don't want to go to church anymore because I don't know what I can do there, or because I didn't receive anything going there.
因为这个信徒他只想得到什么。
Because for this believer, he only wanted to gain something when he come to church.
但是这个比喻告诉我们。我们来教会还有一个很重要的目的我来做一些事情。
But this parable is teaching us that when we come to church, we have to do something.
我来帮助教会。
We have to, we are helping the church.
我能够为教会做什么
？And what can I do for church?
如果我们这样来想
，So if we think of it this way,
我们就不会说来教会没事情做。
Then we wouldn't say that when I come to church, there's nothing for me to do.
第一个有慕道朋友。
Because the first thing, there are truth seekers.
这个不需要人安排，不需要负责人安排。
Council member doesn't have to ask you to do it.
就是你看有慕道朋友，你就主动去接近他，跟他问好，然后讲我们个人信仰的体验给他听。
When you see truth seekers or friends, you just approach them and then you tell them your experience in faith and you greet them.
那当每一个人都跟他打招呼，他就觉得这个很温暖。
And then when everyone started to greet these truth seekers, they will feel the warmth from church.
那如果我们看到有远地来的信徒
，or if we see brother and sister from afar.
我们就想想看当我们到远地的另外一个教会，很多人来跟我们问安，我们是觉得那很温暖，好像一个家庭。
Just imagine this: if you go to another church and then a lot of brothers and sisters come and greet you, wouldn't you feel the warmth?
那我们这个感觉就倒回来想，我们现在教会看到有外地来的人，是不是每个人都要去亲近他呢
？So then, in this way, now when you see a brother and sister from afar, so shouldn't you go and greet them and then let them feel the love?
但是如果我们常常来教会
if we come to church frequently,
有时候我们就发现，那一个信徒好几个礼拜都没有看到。
And then you might realize certain members didn't come to church for a couple weeks.
当然我们可以觉得那是他家的事，跟我没有关系。
Of course, you can think that, well, this is other people's business. It has nothing to do with me.
但是当我们被神的爱充满
But when you are filled with the love of God,
我们就发现别人的软弱就是我的责任。
Then you will feel that other people's weakness is your responsibility.
所以我们看到有的信徒好久没有来。
So when you realize certain member didn't come to church for a while,
我们可以帮他祷告。
Now we can pray for them.
所以如果我们想我来教会要做什么？
So then if you ask, you ask yourself, what can I do when I come to church?
我们就不会说、啊、礼拜六到教会都没有得到什么。
Then we wouldn't feel that every Saturday when I come to church, I didn't receive anything.
你没有得到什么，至少我们可以做一些很有意义的事情。
Even if you didn't receive anything, at least you can do something meaningful.
来教会，为教会祷告。
You can come to church, you can pray for the church.
这样也是一种做工啊。
And that's also in holy work.
所以、啊、在各个不同的时候，他都看到有人在闲站。
So during in different hour, he saw people standing there idling.
那个主人啊，都请他们进来，跟他们讲定工价。
And then the landowner invite them in and tell them the wages.
所以每一个人在教会认真做工，在天上都有赏赐。
So every one of us who work hard in the church, then in heaven there's reward for us.
所以哥林多前书十五章在讲复活。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, there talk about resurrection.
他讲复活最后的结论是什么？
And then when I talk about resurrection, what's the conclusion of that scripture?
好，我们来看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
最后一节。
Chapter 15, last verse.
58节。
Verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
说务要坚固，不可摇动。
We need to be steadfast, immovable.
要常常竭力多做主工。
We need always abounding in the work of the Lord.
这个信心要很坚定，我们才能够竭力多做神的工。
Our faith need to be steadfast so that we can always abounding in the work of the Lord.
然后，知道你们的劳苦在主里面是不徒然的。
And knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
所以，如果今天有一个工作，它的配非常高。
So today, if there is a job offer, its pay is really high.
高得别人的很多倍。
It's so much higher than other people's salary.
虽然我们上班很辛苦，我们会觉得很感谢神。
That even though we need to work really hard, we will still have thanksgiving toward God.
为什么会感谢神？
Why do we still thank God?
因为这个pay太高了，世界上没有这个工作这么高的。
Because the salary is so high compared to all the other salaries.
那最高的pay是什么？
So what is the highest pay we can receive?
就是天国上那个荣耀。
Which is the glory that we can obtain in the heavenly kingdom.
那不是钱能够买得到的。
Because that's not something money can purchase.
所以我们做工不突然。
So when we work in the Lord, it is not in vain.
虽然我们常常听人讲，多做工不落空，然后就讲到，找到好工作，什么神祝福他怎么样，都讲世界的。
And even though we hear a lot of sharing about how well we work hard for the Lord, it's not in vain, and then later on talk about all the earthly blessing that we can receive.
不错，那是很多人服侍神的体验。
Of course, that's the experience many receive when they are working for the Lord.
其实我们服侍神最宝贵的祝福不是地上。
But when we work for the Lord, the most precious blessing is not the blessing from this world.
是在天上的。
It's the blessing from heavenly kingdom.
所以如果有一个人说啊，你做圣工牺牲太大了。
So if someone said to you, oh, you working for the Lord, you sacrifice too much.
这一句话我们仔细想啊，你做圣工牺牲太大，那个是指的什么？
So let's think about what does that mean? You're doing holy work and you actually sacrifice too much.
因为教会没有给我们钱嘛。
Maybe it's might because the church did not pay you to do that.
没有给你钱，你又花时间又花体力，早上来晚上来，天天做，教会都没有给你钱，当然是牺牲太大。
That you are toiling for the church, you do it morning and night, you do it every day, but you do not get any pay, so that's why you sacrifice too much.
但是如果我们用信心的眼光来看做教会的工作，
but if we see it from the perspective of faith, when we are laboring for the Lord,
我们的做工不突然，
that our labors is not in vain.
在天上有赏赐。
Because there, the reward is in heaven.
有的时候赏赐像太阳，有的时候赏赐像月亮。
That some of the reward is like the sun, sun is like the moon.
那就不是牺牲了。
So then that's not sacrifice.
那是恩典。
Because that's grace.
好，我们来看， 哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书的第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.4:17 For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
基督徒的价值观是什么？
What is the concept of meaningful in the eye of Christian?
我们不是顾念所看得见。
That we do not care for the things that can be seen.
我们顾念是看不见的。
But the things which are not seen.
因为看得见是暂时的，看不见是永远的。
Because the things which are seen are only temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
看不见是什么？
So what are the things that we cannot see?
17节。
Verse 17.
极重无比永远的荣耀。
Which is that exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
所以一个人为服侍神在今生受的苦啊，比起荣耀，那是自占又自轻。
That's why the light affliction we receive in this life is only a little bit and it's only for a moment.
所以我们回到马太福音二十章。
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 20.
我们就发现这几个被邀请进去做葡萄园工作，这个是有福气的。
You can see that these laborers, they were invited to work in the vineyard, they are blessed.
那最后为什么跑出在后的在前，在前的在后呢？
But why, toward the end, the conclusion is the first last, and the last will be first and the first last.
因为在分银钱，在分赏赐的时候，我们看那个第一个怎么讲。
Because when it comes to giving them wages, let's see what the first one say.
11节 12节
Verse 11 and verse 12. 11, and when they had received it, they complained against the landowner. 12, saying, these last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day.
好，我们再看14节
Verse 14, take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you.
15节
Verse 15, it is not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things, or is your eye evil because I'm good?
这个在前的在后就是到最后他满心怨言。
The first become last is because later on these men they complain.
他怨什么？
Then what do they complain about?
我们从早上一直做劳苦到今天。
That we have worked from the early morning until now.
那最后来的只做一个小时。
But then these last men they only work for 1 hour.
但是竟然都得到一个银钱。
But then we all receive one denarii.
那这一位他的问题在哪里？
So what was the problem for this man?
就是15节。
Verse 15.
我的东西不可以随我的意思用吗？
Now, the landowner said, it is not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things.
他忘记他是仆人。
So he forgot that he is but a servant.
他的主人有绝对的主权，按着他自己的意思来给。
That his master has the sovereignty to give as he wish.
所以他心里充满了怨言。
And so that's why he grumbled.
所以我们在教会做工啊。
So when we are working in church,
如果我们做到最后，心里有很多的苦毒、怨恨，对神、对人，这个表示我们有一点问题。
Toward the end of our holy work, if our heart is filled with bitterness and also complaints, then our attitude has some problem.
我们应该是在侍奉中不断的成长。
Because as we labor for the Lord, we should continue and grow.
对神的认识越来越深。
And we should know God more and more.
所以只有感谢。
So then we should only have this thanksgiving.
他是主人。
That he is our Lord.
他怎么做随便他吧。
He is our master, and then he can do whatever he wish.
我是仆人。
And I'm servant.
我就是把我本分做好。
So I will just do things that within my responsibility.
但是要达到这一步。这个就是要不断的去认识他。
But if we want to come to that understanding, we have to know the Lord in a deeper level.
所以在后都要在前。
So that's why the last will be the first.
那只做一个小时的。
And those who only work for 1 hour.
一句话都没有讲。
And then they didn't say anything.
他非常的感谢。
And because they are filled with thanksgiving.
我竟然有机会来做。
So I can't believe that I have this opportunity to come and work.
我竟然得了一块银子。
Now I received this one denarii.
充满的感恩。
And he was filled with thanksgiving.
侍奉神一直到我们人生的结束。
And continue to serve the Lord toward the end of his day.
那我们就在前面。
And if we do that, then we'll be first.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
18首。
First, let's sing hymn 18.